Hello, everybody. You're probably thinking, Travis sounds different today. And yes, I'm currently getting over a slight cold from last week, and I'm actually not Travis. My name is Finner, and I'm currently interning with the amazing team here at Fool & Scholar Productions. And I'm here today to tell you about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. A geo-engineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors like Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Torrado, and Maury Sterling. You can follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. A big thanks to Wondery for supporting shows like The White Vault. And now, on with the scheduled programming.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
The following documents and recordings are the continuing installments in a compilation detailing the events surrounding the stranded archaeological team sent to base Camp Piedra and the rescue team sent in search of them. Previous records show the archaeological team remaining at the Patagonian site to consist of Dr. Josefa Guerrero and Simon Hall, with the now assumed losses of Dr. Carito Ureta, Dr. Xiao Liu, and Lucas Criado. The assembled rescue team consisted of Graham Kasner, Dragana Vukovic, Raimi Armstead, and returning archaeological team member Ava Olivia Moreno, having lost Mahir Asa to the dangers of the site. Following the previous installment, the two remaining team members sent to find Dr. Guerrero were shocked to find the body of Dr. Rosa de la Torre, who had gone missing in Svalbard, Norway, during the disastrous expedition at Outpost Fristed. Having found her body, Mr. Kasner attempted to inspect a deformation of the corpse, only to have the body dissolve as though made of loosely held dust. In the winter months, snowstorms and rainfall in the Patagonian ice fields can drastically affect the landscape. Worsened by heavy winds, such storms can reduce visibility and lead to glacial calving, ice collapses, and avalanches. During these conditions, travel is not advised. The White Vault. Is a recording from the body camera that had been assigned to Mr. Asa. The lens has been damaged, and some amount of liquid obscures part of the video, but it is still somewhat discernible. This section takes place approximately 25 seconds after Mr. Asa was grabbed and dragged back into the dark.
عملت اللي علي ماني خايف موت كله رح ينكشف بالاخر وين بدك تضل مخبى اخر همي موت بك اخر همي موت في ده الحقيقه
اخر همي موت في ده الحقيقه
The last recorded words of Mr. Asa translate to roughly, will know in the end you can't hide forever. It will be worth it. And it is that last section that repeats afterwards in some mangled version of Mr. Acer's voice. At this point, the creature that had taken Mr. Acer entered into the natural tunnels, far enough to reach the point where the video and audio suffered the same type of interference encountered previously. The earlier section's video does not offer any aid to understanding Mr. Acer's fate, as the camera was pressed up against something or too near an object to record more than a dark screen. It was during this time that the lens suffered damage. The recording begins again 1 minute and 14 seconds later, though it still shows static for some time. When the video and audio return, the inside of a series of natural tunnels is visible, accompanied by the sound of sharp footsteps on stone in long, quick strides, and of heavy dragging. The next section comes from 2 minutes and 3 seconds after the recording returned. The beginning of this section shows that the creature had carried Mr. Acer's body into a massive stone hall, with large stone rises leading down to a central point. This is similar again to the anatomical theatre, but it is not made to human proportions. Around the room there appear to be multiple statues resting at different heights and positions around the centre dais. Only the left side of the video is visible, as the right side is nearer to the ground and has poured with obfuscating dark fluid. The floor of the large chamber and the large descending steps all appear to be made a bumpy yet reflective surface, different from the smooth stone seen in a majority of the chambers. After examining the footage, I now believe this to have been the large chamber at the bottom of the stairs into which Mr. Hall had fallen shortly before the collapse of the cave. The camera did not capture the creature which had attacked Mr. Acer, but near the end of the video, the camera, as well as some other gear, is torn from Mr. Acer, and the camera is brought outside the theatre. As the camera moves away, a tall, dark figure can be seen shifting in increasing distance, moving toward the body of Mr. Acer on the dais. The following is the continuation of the recording from Mr. Kasner's body camera.
Graham, we have to go. Graham. Graham.
Let go of me. I could hear her. Her and Karina. Is that what she meant? Is this what happens?
Graham, leave the teeth.
She won't be part of this place. No part of her deserves to be here. She should have beat this fucking place. How did she get here? Maybe it wasn't her. Not like that.
Okay. It is good to bring them. We can use them as proof of her death. It could bring closure to her family. Did she have family?
Yes, back in Mexico City, I would think. We found Dr. Guerrero, and we still have a chance at this. Let's get back to the others.
Finally. Doctor, are you ready?
No, not yet. We may not get a chance like this again. I've only documented a few of these scripts, and none of the smaller carved script. We need more time if we want to know the truth.
Doctor, we're leaving. Under perfect circumstances. You doing whatever it is the hell you're talking about, and I wouldn't be here. So if you ever want to see Sunshine again, we're leaving.
Yes, of course. And Simon needs help. I apologize. But if we only have more pieces, we may know what's going on. There is something. You see that? Don't you?
I'll take the lead this time. Dracana, give me the gun. Dr. Guerrero, stay between us.
Yes.
Here, and crack a chemical light before we leave the door, in case the lights go out again. We don't want any moment of lapse. You as well, Doctor.
Stay together. Guerrero, don't let go of my back. Dracana, if you see anything, speak up.
Let's circle around. Just keep moving.
By this point, they had reached the area of interference and the recordings became unintelligible. The following section comes from the same recording. Several minutes later, after the interference had faded, and the team had entered back into the ossuary.
Try not to kick the bones.
Sorry, I cannot see where I'm going well enough to avoid them.
Graham, I'm so glad you're back.
Trudana, did you say something?
No, but switch off your radio. We're getting intermittent interference.
Stick together. Guerrero, I want you close enough to step on the back of my feet. Josefa?
Josefa, keep your eyes ahead of you.
Graham, I think it's time we get back.
Josefa, ambas sabemos lo importante que es esto. No nos podemos ir.
Graham, shut it off. Doctor, please, keep moving.
Don't you hear her? Carito, yo sé, hay tanto por hacer, pero no puede valer la pena. No ahora. No todavía. Lamento mucho que todo esto pasara, pero no voy a perder esta oportunidad.
Ya no es tu decisión, Josefa. Vení acá adentro. Tenemos frío.
And you are so warm.
Doctor, keep moving. You have to keep going. Graham, will you shut off the damn radio? Graham?
It's not the radio. It's them. They're here. I hear her. Both of them.
Carito, too. She's telling me to stay. She knows I want to stay.
You hear? So, okay, Graham. Don't stop moving. You too, Doctor. Stay focused. Don't listen. Eva, Raimi, if you can hear us, we are on our way back with Dr. Guerrero. We lost Mahir. Liu is presumed dead.
The following recording is the last section recorded on Mr. Acer's body camera. This section is one part of the long continuing shot, where the camera was removed from Mr. Acer and dragged back into the unexplored and undocumented cave sections of the Cerro Torre structure. While the camera was being dragged, either purposefully or on accident is undetermined, movement of a tall, dark outline can be seen moving in the caves beyond the camera. The creature is tall enough to take up much of the narrow cave space and stays several meters back from the creature moving the camera. They don't speak in the tunnels, but the clatter of clawed footsteps can be heard down the cave. Due to the cracked and somewhat obscured lens, the darkness of the caves, and the creature's distance, it never comes into focus or reveals greater detail. At one point, a large clawed arm moves forward to wrap around an outcropping of rock, and the length of curved dark talon can be seen. The relevant and final section begins when the creatures reach the recognizable tunnel of the path between the final chamber and the ossuary, where they quickly move into the ossuary and amongst the large skeletal structures.
La mujer, ella es la siguiente.
Graham, I'm so glad you're back.
Trudana, did you say something?
No, but switch off your radio. We're getting intermittent interference.
Stick together. Guerrero, I want you close enough to step on the back of my feet. Josefa?
Josefa, keep your eyes ahead of you.
Graham, I think it's time we get back.
Josefa, ambas sabemos lo importante que es esto. No nos podemos ir.
Graham, shut it. Doctor, please keep moving.
Don't you hear her? Carito, yo sé, hay tanto por hacer, pero no puede valer la pena. No ahora. No todavía. Lamento mucho que todo esto pasara, pero no voy a perder esta oportunidad.
Ya no es tu decisión, Josefa. Vení acá adentro. Tenemos frío.
And you are so warm.
Doctor, keep moving. You have to keep going. Graham, will you shut off the damn radio? Graham?
It's not the radio. It's them. They're here. I hear her. Both of them.
Carito, too. She's telling me to stay. She knows I want to stay.
You hear? Okay, Graham, don't stop moving. You too, Doctor. Stay focused. Don't listen. Eva, Raimi, if you can hear us, we are on our way back with Dr. Guerrero. We lost Mahir. You is presumed dead.
If she doesn't come with us, we'll have to come and get her.
If you don't come with us, we will have to come get you.
Run.
Don't look back, just keep going.
Get down.
Get up, get up.
Where? Where did it go?
Get back down.
Mi linterna.
Graham.
¿Qué?
Doctor, get up, go. Grab onto my gun. Don't let go. Graham.
I'm fine. Keep moving. See anything ahead?
Nothing yet. How is it back there?
They aren't coming through. I don't know why.
How did we get out of that?
I'm not sure, Graham. Oh, holy hell, Doctor. Are you all right?
I'm fine. I tripped and fell in it. The blood is in mine. I think it's my ears. I found this. A camera, like the one you have.
Are you sure you're okay? That's too much blood.
Yes, well enough. Just my hands. It is. You're right. It's too much,
Graham.
It tore through my jacket and it got my shoulder. I'm going to need to dress it when we reach the others.
Okay, we'll address that soon. Can you still shoot?
Yes. Pick up the mace.
Lights up ahead. Looks green.
Did you do that? Is this them or Eva?
I haven't seen any movement back here. I'm not sure they're following us. Not this way.
It looks like chem lights. It might be Eva or Raimi. It's a light. I can see Eva and Raimi. They're at the entrance to the chamber. They see us. It looks like they're still fine.
What? What happened to the theater?
Stop. Don't go down there. We'll walk along the top.
But it's deconstructed. Some of the bricks are shattered. What are those?
They're not bricks.
Let's go. We'll stay to the left and walk along the top tier of the theater.
That shouldn't have happened. Who's idiotic enough to destroy the boxes?
Doctora Guerrero, me alegra mucho verla.
Ay, Dios mío. ¿Te encuentras bien? ¿Qué es toda esa sangre? ¿Necesitas ayuda?
Eva, lamento mucho que hayas tenido que devolverte por nosotros.
Si te podemos sacar a ti y a Simon de aquí, habrá valido la pena. Pero ¿y esta sangre?
Stick to English for now, please.
Yeah, right. Are you okay?
We have medical supplies. What do you need?
I'm fine. The blood is not mine.
That really doesn't ease my mind, Professor. Wait, where's Mahir?
He got taken. There's more than one of these things. And we lost Liu too. Didn't you hear me call in?
Professor? Hall? Oh, Hall, how is he doing? I know you.
I'm Raimi Armstead, Professor. We've met before, in Pittsburgh. Simon talks about you a lot. Now, he's doing better. He's on antibiotics, but he's in and out of it. He was awake just a few minutes ago. And if you're here, that means we can leave now, right?
We'll leave once we... Once we address some wounds and prepare the gear, get as much rest as you can right now. We're not going to get any on the way down.
Can I get something to clean this blood off? Also, Dragana, I have this. As I said, I think it was my ears.
Thank you, Doctor.
Mr. Ace's body camera never recorded again, after Ms. Vukovic collected and stored the camera. The video feed from Ms. Vukovic's body camera gives a clear view of Dr. Guerrero after their attack in the ossuary. When the team reunites, Dr. Guerrero is smeared head to toe in a thin layer of blood. Her face is streaked from where she had tried to wipe the blood away, but it still clings to her skin, clothes, and hair. The following video recording comes from the body camera of Mr. Kasner.
Why did you come up here?
We kept hearing something outside the cave. If something had looked in, could have seen us. Up here, we were out of line of sight and we could keep an eye on the tunnels for you.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Simon. Good to see you. Need anything?
Water. If we've got it.
Yes, here.
Oh, shit. What? Professor? Is that you? Sorry. Are you all right?
I'm fine. I just need to clean off some blood. I'm glad you're okay, Hall.
Aquí, doctora. Estas son para limpiar las heridas, pero necesita al menos limpiar la sangre que tiene en la cara.
Gracias.
Ava, I need to speak with you. Bring the first aid bag.
Yeah, sure. You need to dress that wound.
Did you destroy those boxes?
Yes, and I moved more of them too.
We don't know anything about these things. What if they come after you for that?
They can come after me.
What about Simon or Raimi? We're not done.
Shit! Let go!
What the hell?
Everything all right down there?
Fine. Just hurt my ribs.
When did this start?
You seem pretty calm given how much of my skin just fell off.
You didn't answer my question.
It was a bug bite. Now the skin's falling off and...
I've seen this before. It happened to someone on the Svalbard team. His name was Jonas. Nice guy. Family man. He did a great job of hiding it.
But he didn't make it out. You said no one else did.
Do you understand what's going on?
I'm never going to leave this mountain.
Well, yes. None of us came up this mountain with any guarantee of going back down. But your situation is a great deal more unique.
I'm going to become one of those things.
Not going to. You are, currently. I heard the audio of when you were leaving the mountain the first time. You knew they were watching you. I think they let you leave because they knew you'd come back.
I had to come back. So, I'll destroy any part of this treasure for as long as I can. It's already so hard. I know deep down that it's terrible, but so perfect. I love it so much. Me hace doler el corazón, my core, and it's going to kill me. But I can get you all down the mountain. They don't care about me. They won't hurt me. I can help you. It's all I have left. I'm not even sure they care about Simon. They seem to leave him alone, too.
They're after Dr. Guerrero. I heard him, and... I heard them. And I think they're targeting her. He asked me to give her over.
He?
At least at the time. Before that, it was someone else.
Either way, I don't plan to let them win. At least, not as much as they'd like. Earlier, I think they were taunting us. There were noises while you were gone, but nothing came of it.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Can I help you with your shoulder?
I could use the help. And it looks like Dragana's still trying to help Raimi learn climbing basics.
He thanked me for coming back to save them. It makes me feel horrible to know I didn't.
Bullshit. I can be both. Wait, bandage up your arm first. Don't let the others see it. Unless that's what you're planning.
No, you're right. I don't want what time's left to be filled with pity. Will there be enough wrap left to adjust your shoulder?
Use as much as you need. I brought more in my pack. Wrap it up well, and then we'll go back up to the others and address my shoulder.
Okay.
How far has it spread?
The whole arm is just waiting to unravel. Climbing up the mountain didn't help, I think. The skin on my back, near my scapula, has started to ache, just like the arm did before the skin separated. It's fast. There's not a lot of time left.
You should write something, or record something, you know, for your family back home. Or anyone you want to have a goodbye.
Yeah, I did. I just don't think it's enough.
I'm sure it's not. Enough isn't a possibility. Ready to go back?
Yeah. Don't bring it up.
Well enough if you're just following us down.
Will I have Simon? How are we going to bring him down?
Sorry to say, I don't think I'm in shape for a hike, right?
I didn't expect it.
Graham, what did you see? Anything outside the cave?
No. And we didn't hear anything either. But that's not to say it isn't waiting for us. You see anything up here?
Not yet, but we know they're somewhere.
Exactly. They're out there, so we have to leave. If we don't think anyone else is left, we need to pack up and get out. We're tempting fate with each second we spend here, even if it is to rest and prep.
How can we know for sure? I do honestly believe that Shao is gone. I did not see her die, but I know they drag her away like the man with you, Mahir. We assume Carito is gone, yes, but what about Lucas?
Lucas went crazy and attacked Simon, Ava, and you, from what I heard. We can't risk our lives over someone who doesn't want to be saved.
Who are we to make that choice? If he's suffering, doesn't he deserve our help?
Simon's suffering. Ava's suffering. Graham's got some brand new suffering from the looks of it. If we wait any longer, we won't be in a position where we can get down this mountain.
I'm sorry, Dr. Guerrero, but we're not going to stay on the off chance we find someone who may or may not want to leave, and who may even hurt us more. Graham, do you still want help with that shoulder?
Yes. Get the bandages from my bag, and we'll need the yellow package in the lowermost pocket.
Fine. I understand.
Ava and the others collected all the research they could, and Dr. Liu took some notes. They look important, but they're in Mandarin. We're not leaving with nothing, Professor.
Thank you, Hall.
All right, Graham, let's get that patched up. I have the bandages. And the other thing.
No te podemos dejar ir.
You have somewhere to be.
You'll help us fix it.
We'll put this right.
Dragana, keep an eye on that door. Ava, watch behind us. I've got him.
Just before the tremor shook the chamber, Mr. Kasner's camera caught sight of what had caused the team distress. At the far end of the chamber, still slightly illuminated by a green chemical light, the figure of Mr. Criado stood in the entrance to the hallways the team had recently left. Mr. Criado did not move for the entire duration of the time he was in frame. He was no longer in frame following the tremor. It is not possible to determine the source of the sounds and voices based off of the recording due to the echoes in the chamber. This concludes the seventh set of documents and recordings from the rescue team at the site on Cerro Torre, and completes this section of information regarding the rescue operation at Base Camp Piedra. The White Vault.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.